Hey guys, welcome back to Ag Girl Talk with the EG. My name is Ellie Grace, and today I'm going to be interviewing our FFA chapter historian, Mercedes Blansett. So, can you start by telling me a little bit about yourself, your family, and what you do?
Yeah, so I'm the historian at Fort Payne High School, and I have a sister. She was the FFA vice president her senior year, I believe. And yeah.
Okay, what grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay, what year did you join FFA?
Or what grade? 2023, so 8th grade.
And so, what do you do?
So, I'm the historian, so my role is pretty much to keep track of historical records in FFA, and yeah.
What about around the house? What do you do there?
I have to take care of my animals, yeah.
What type of animals do you have?
We have horses and chickens.
Ooh, horses, that's cool. So can you tell me a little bit about those?
Yeah, so I train horses and I teach riding lessons for money. It's my job, and that's also my SAE.
Okay, that is really cool. So what inspires you?
I really get inspired by my future goals and just stuff I look forward to doing in my life that really helps.
Yeah. So you say about future goals. What are those?
So after I graduate, I'm not sure if I want to go to college or not, but if I do, I'd want to go to Auburn or Barry and major in equine science. And if I don't go to college, or if I do, really, I want to move to Wellington, Florida, and become a pro equestrian there.
That is really, really interesting. So, how do you balance, say, your horses and your animals and doing chores around the house and school?
Right, so I try and not burn myself out. That's the biggest thing, is you don't want to get burnt out because then you'll hate doing everything. Right, so just try and make equal time for everything and also enjoy it while I do it, you know?
Yeah, so how do you do that? So how do you space those activities out?
So if there's like a big thing I have to do with FFA, right, I'll try and make sure to give myself a break from FFA just a little bit, like not saying not go to things, but just like not think about it for a couple of days. Yeah. So yeah.
Okay. Can you share a fun or surprising fact about yourself that most people didn't know?
Yeah, I can play Piano Man on the harmonica.
Oh my goodness. What inspired you to do that?
I just saw a TikTok one day and I'm like, that's really cool. I want to do that one day. So I did it.
So did you have to go out and buy a harmonica, or did you just find one laying around your house?
So I found one in my parents' bedroom, and after that, though, my parents did get me a nicer one for Christmas. It's actually a Billy Joel collector's harmonica, something like that.
Oh, my goodness. I am not musically talented or gifted at all. I don't, like, if I were to even try to play the harmonica, it would not sound good.
It's not hard, though.
All. Yeah, it's really may not easy. Be hard, but, like, my musical talent, I don't have any. I don't have any. So if you were, like, if I were to, like, have a harmonica right now, yeah, would you be able to play it?
Yes.
Would you play it on stage somewhere?
Yes, of course. I keep one in my backpack everywhere I go.
Oh my goodness, you're going to have to play for that, like, play that for me later, because okay, that is hilarious.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Can you, or what inspired you to get involved in FFA?
So my 8th grade year, I took a pre-ag science class, and my ag advisor at the time asked me if I wanted to be on the horse evaluation team, and I'm like, yeah, of course. And so I got on that, and we did pretty good. We didn't make it to state, but still decent. And after that, she asked me if I wanted to apply to be a green hand officer. I'm like, yeah. So I got the green hand vice president. And then after that, I wanted to run for a chapter officer, and so I got my chapter's historian my sophomore year.
So is that a class that you were required to take your 7th and 8th grade?
Yes.
Did you take it your 7th grade year?
I took it my 8th grade year.
Okay. So what did y'all kind of do in that class?
We grew a bunch of plants, and we did a lot of woodworking in the shop. We made pens and stuff like that.
Okay. That sounds like a really fun class to take. Can you tell me a little bit about your leadership role in FFA and its responsibilities?
Yeah, so I'm the historian, and the historian's job is to keep up with historical events, so stuff we do in FFA.
So that's pretty much just like helping out the reporter.
Right.
Okay. So when you run next year, what do you want to run for?
Honestly, not sure. I'm thinking of secretary or vice president. So.
But do you like being the historian?
It's okay, yeah. I'd really like to have a higher position just because that's on the bottom of the list. But
I still think it's a fun role. I guess it's better than not being on there at all.
That's true.
What do you do as a historian? I know we kind of just covered that, but can we get
a little? So, basically, we just keep up with, you know, our field trips and stuff that we do in here and, yeah, make sure it's all, like, recorded. So,
what FFA activities or events have you participated in, and what did you learn from them?
I've done livestock judging and horse evaluation, and both of those, you're just judging for confirmation and written test and, you know, given reasoning, stuff like that.
Yeah. So have you learned anything from that?
Yeah, I've learned a lot. Just how to interview, stuff like this, and with giving your reasonings and how to, you know, you have an opinion on something, how to back that opinion up with your reasonings. Like if you place a set of cows 4-3-2-1, you have to know how the reason you placed them that way, and that helps a lot with, you know, just being able to understand why you did what, you know.
So do you get to write that down and read it out loud to the judge, or do you have to memorize it and actually, like, communicate to them?
You can do either one. You have to say it out loud to the judge, but you can use your notes if you like. I do think you get points deducted, though.
Okay. So can you share about a fun experience that you've had in FFA?
Yeah, so I really enjoy going to cookouts and just all the field trips. And, yeah, it's helped me gain a lot of social skills and things like that.
What's your favorite field trip to go on?
Let me see. I like Day on the Hill, to be honest.
Day on the Hill's fun. It's a lot of walking.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I think my favorite one would probably be JLDC. Did you go to that one?
Mm-hmm.
I love that one.
Actually.
Yeah, that one's really fun and it's so interactive.
Right.
So you also mentioned cookouts. What do y'all do for those?
So we basically just help cook food and when we eat before football games on Friday.
Do you help cook?
Yeah.
Are you a good cook?
No.
Are you the person that burns the food?
Definitely the person who burns the food.
Oh no. That would be me. I can cook, but maybe like ramen noodles and a microwave. So what's the most unexpected lesson you've picked up in your time in FFA?
Just to stay humble and, you know, don't get too cocky with anything you do and just be nice to people, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, that is a good thing to go by. Nobody wants to talk to a cocky person that thinks they know everything. We have somebody. I'm going to end that there.
I think I know who you're talking about.
So, how has your involvement in FFA shaped your understanding of agriculture?
So, I've learned a whole lot about how agriculture works and how the whole industry, you know, works and everything like that, just stuff I really didn't know how happened before, and yeah.
That's really cool. Is there something like in agriculture that you like didn't know happened that has shocked you?
Yeah. Learned a whole lot about germinating plants, and now I germinate a lot of seeds just for fun.
Oh my goodness. Wait, can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. So basically put seeds in water and they germinate and you can plant them.
What is germination? Like, what does that mean?
That's like when you have a seed and you put water on it and it like sprouts. It Yeah. Turns into a seed to a small plant.
Basically. So, wait, do you do that here at the high school? Or do you do that at home?
Not really, but at home I do it a lot.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your SAE?
Yeah, so my SAE is teaching writing lessons. And with that, I basically have small children who I teach writing lessons to, and I teach them the basic, you know, maneuvers and stuff like that for writing.
Okay. Is that your only SAE?
That, and I also did an SAE on chickens, where I incubated baby chicks.
So, did you also do that one at home?
Yes.
So, do you already have chickens at your house where you can get the eggs from?
Yes.
Okay, how long did you spend working on that?
The eggs took 21 days, and I think I did it a few times, so maybe a few months.
Okay. I feel like that would be such a fun SAE to do.
It is. I really enjoyed it.
I don't know. I'm not a big chicken person. They kind of scare me just a little bit.
Me too.
Little chickens are cute.
Right.
So, you also mentioned having, doing horses like your SAE as a job. Can you tell me a little bit about your job?
Yeah. So, I get paid $20 per 30 minutes to teach people's kids to ride. And, yeah.
So, how many, do you only do like 30-minute sessions or do you longer?
It depends. If they want to do an hour, I can. But most of them are, you know, 5, 6 years old, so they're not really physically capable of doing a whole hour.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, what got you interested in horses?
So, during COVID, when we were at home a lot, I was bored all the time. And so, when we were driving around, saw horses, I'm like, we should get a horse. My parents were like, immediately, no, you're not getting a horse. And then, so, eventually, I just kept nagging them. They let me take riding lessons. I learned to ride for like a year. And then they bought me my first two horses. And since then, they bought me greener horses who aren't trained. And I've trained them, showed them, and now I teach riding lessons and still train. So
they, like, just get you wild horses, like, not ever ridden before and you can break them?
Yeah, pretty much.
That is some talent, girl. Like, go you. So, that's how you got inspired by, or interested in horses. What inspired you to get started in that, like, field or industry?
Just the horses overall. I really, enjoyed doing stuff with them. So I'm like, I'd really like to do this as my full-time job one day, you know?
So you love them, like, that much that you want to do that forever. I guess you could always change your, if you got tired of horses, you could just still keep them. But, like, that's a commitment.
Right.
What's one thing you wish more people knew about horses?
That it is actually a real sport, and it's a lot of hard work, and a lot of people don't see that, so.
So what sports are there for horses?
So, I ride English discipline, so there you can do the jumpers, the hunters, you can do dressage, cross country, all sorts of stuff like that.
Can you explain what those are?
Yeah, so the jumpers is basically, you go in a ring, there's jumps set up, depending on your level, the height, and whoever goes around the fastest without knocking a pole wins that class. And then the hunters, similar to that, you're not timed, but it's basically just how you and the horse look. So it's basically whoever jumps the jumps the prettiest without knocking a pole wins.
Oh, that is so cool.
And then dressage is a flat class, but you still do different moves and stuff in a arena. That's also an Olympic sport, by the way.
So what is that? What's a flat class?
A flat class is when there's no jumps. You're just in the arena doing normal maneuvers without jumps.
So, like, they just trot around?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
And they do more, in-depth moves.
Okay. So what's something people often misunderstand about horses?
A lot of people think they're really expensive, which I'm not saying they're not, but they're expensive and they're not worth it, and it's just a bunch of hard work. It's actually really rewarding if you get into it and do it, especially if you do it for a career, but it's really rewarding overall.
I can see where people think, like, what's the point in buying an expensive horse if I'm not going to get anything out of
it?
Which most people you don't have to have a horse if you, like, you don't have to have a whole farm to have a horse. I mean, obviously, you have to have the space for it, but, like, you don't have to have cows and stuff.
Right, right.
Because most people, they, like, see the movies, and they're like, oh, you have to have cows so I can ride my horse to go, and, like, round them up.
Right. And you don't have to have a farm or anything like that. You can board your horses places.
Yeah. So, what's next for you, Mercedes? What are you looking for to the future?
So, if I go to college, not sure I will, not sure I won't, don't know. If I do, I want to go to Auburn or Barry, and I want to major in equine science. And after that, I want to move to Wellington and show professionally on the circuit.
So, those are both ag schools?
Yes.
Okay. So, they do offer an equine course? Oh, that is so cool. I didn't know that. So, do you know what you have to do for those? Is it, like, classes that you have to sit through, or is it all hands-on?
It's a mix of both, really. You learn about, you know, book work and written tests, stuff like that. And then you also get to write a lot and do stuff like that.
Okay.
They also have, like, varsity sports teams of writing.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. I didn't know Auburn or Barry did that. So... You also said, like, going to Florida to go compete. Do they have, like, a big circuit over there?
Yes, it's huge. They have the World Equestrian Center there, and people from all over the world really come there to show and ride.
Okay, and would you want to stay down there forever, or would you want to come back to Fort Payne or go somewhere else?
Honestly, it really just depends how it works out and how the environment is, people and stuff like that.
Yeah, would you miss your family, or do you think they would go with you?
I really don't know, to be honest.
How do you stay motivated when things get tough?
I just think of my future goals and how whatever problem I'm dealing with, it'll be okay. And just to keep looking forward and stop worrying about the problem you're in right now.
Yeah, that's also some really good advice. You don't want to be stuck in the, like, focused on today when you have tomorrow and so many other days. There's always, you can always get yourself out of a situation.
Right.
So what inspired you to pursue a career or interest in agriculture?
So I just really like being involved in agriculture and being around farming and stuff like that. I think it's all really cool, and I want to be a part of the future of agriculture and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's really good. So would you, like, future, in your future, would you just want to have horses, or would you possibly want to farm, like, grow crops, or possibly, like, own cows?
Possibly grow crops, maybe on cows. Really don't know. I do like growing stuff, though, so, yeah, I could see that.
Okay, so, like, a little, like, cute little farm, like, with plants. That would be really cute. So, if you could go back and give your younger self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Just to stop worrying so much about everything and what everybody thinks, and just, you know, be yourself, and it'll be a lot better.
Yeah, I feel like you should just be yourself.
Right.
Don't want to try to be somebody else, because you can just be you.
Right. And, like, don't waste your life thinking about what everybody else thinks, because it's your life.
Exactly. Okay, well, thank you, Mercedes, for letting me interview you.
Yeah, of course.
That's all I have. So I hope you have a good day, and thank you guys. Bye.